Welcome to We're Listening to Podcast, a community where all voices are heard. I'm your host, Rob Cook. Join me for a lighthearted show about the human experience with live conversations, discussions, and interviews of some of the newest to the most established 3P practitioners from all over the world. So no matter if you've known the three principles for years or you're new to Daily Insights, we hope each episode will inspire you to demonstrate a community where all voices are heard. Welcome to today's episode. Hello, 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 everyone. Welcome back. This one's going to be a fun one because we got in the house with us, the Queen of Calm. Everybody, welcome to the show. Clara Downham, how are you doing?
I'm good. Thank you for having me, Rob. I'm excited to be here.
Oh, yeah. I'm excited, too, because we got to jump straight in it. Like, the question is coming about explain to me the Queen of Calm. But before you do that, before you get into that, just tell me a little bit about Claire first. But I definitely want to know about the Queen of Calm.
Yeah. So, a bit about Claire. I think what's coming to mind as I answer that question is that more and more of Claire, whoever the heck she is, seems to be falling away. A lot of who I thought I was, what I thought was capable of, what I thought I believed in, seems to be becoming less and less. Like just those opinions and those things I thought were right. I very much grew up believing I was right and being mostly frustrated with people who didn't agree that I was right. And there's a lot of people about, Rob, who don't live their life the best way. I just, far too many. And that used to be my way of being in life, was ranting about other people a lot. And yeah, just seeing that I just don't hold my own. Well, I just have less and less opinions. So I think that's kind of where I'm at now, is watching this person called Claire becoming less of that, really, whatever that was.
I absolutely love that. That's a beautiful way to explain yourself, in my opinion, because that's what happens. You know, I often say that my beliefs now are up for grabs. And the reason I said it is because if you can show me something true, I should have an awareness to now start following it as a knowing. Like, I shouldn't hold on to something I know for a fact is no longer true or not really applicable to the situation that I'm in. That just doesn't make sense. But my beliefs were taught to me as part of me, and they got to be fixed and they can't change. And so that's I love the way you say less and less of that, you know, all that learned behavior is falling off. So yeah. How do we go from there to Queen of Calm?
So it's probably worth just briefly telling my kind of backstory, really.
Ooh, I'm in it. I love it.
I was in primary education for 20 years in the UK. So for 3 to 11-year-olds. Was a senior leader in school. So we call them head teachers. You call them principals, but I was a primary school head teacher.
Ooh, okay.
And two terms into my second post, I burnt out quite epically. I just went to work one day, looked at my computer, and like my whole body just went, nah, done, can't do this. And I just couldn't even bend down and switch it on. It was like shut down, really.
Wow.
And I was off work for a year. I was being treated for depression, which probably wasn't utterly helpful because it was burnout, which is different. And I, you know, I just kept thinking I was ready to go back. And it was like my body went, nope, you're not going back. I'd been so stressed out, but I had no idea. If you'd have told me I was stressed the day before, I would have probably laughed in your face and gone, you're mad. I'm not, there's nothing wrong with me, I would have said, as I twitched and hadn't slept properly for weeks on end and, you know, was getting every cough, cold and thing going. You know, I was really sick and I had no idea how sick I was. But when I resigned, I ended up starting a business in 2016 and got really into self-development. So got into fixing this thing called Claire with everything, tools, techniques, therapy, poking in the past, daily rituals, very much kind of miracle morning and that kind of stuff that I felt I had to do. It was all about getting myself into the right state so I could do lots of things, because I had this hustle. I bought into this hustle thing about business. You know, you've got to be And I think I was probably networking with quite a lot of men, and I was hearing all this stuff about all these books, you need to read this book and that book. And I read every book going about habits and all the 5 second rules and all the kind of, you got to be doing, you got to be doing. And I guess I was kind of okay, but not really. I was very, very, you know, spikily up and down. And then my lovely friend, Peter Slay, who you may have come across.
Yes, shout out Peter.
Yeah. So he put a post on Facebook in January 2020 saying, oh, you know, I've done this amazing training and I want to coach some people. I was like, oh, yeah, fix me. You know, my hand went up because I thought, hey, he's going to fix me. And he introduced me to the principles. And the rest, as they say, is history, because within a very short period of time, I saw such a transformation. And I'd been a hypnotherapist. That was my first business. And I saw such a change in myself. I thought, I can't, just as I was thinking, I can't carry on doing hypnotherapy. It wouldn't be right after what I've just seen. So much has changed. And coronavirus clearly heard me. And so my in-person hypnotherapy business went kaput like overnight, of course. But actually I was grateful because that gave me the space to really... yeah, immerse myself in this understanding. And the calm has just become more and more part of my way of being, I suppose. And then somebody said it, it's probably some marketing person or some branding person or something, just kind of said it. And I went, oh, yeah, you know what? I'm going to use that as my little thing. So, yeah.
I love it. It sounds like, well, I love the story, but it sounds like you have such an awareness of not being calm. Like you said, always on the go, go, go. Has to be the next book, to the fast paced doing, that it just don't make sense anymore. Like, that's the kind of way you come across. It's like, no, I've been there, done that. Like, this isn't even up for grabs, me coming out of this state of being or this, well, you know, this mindset. Like, that ain't even up for grabs to ever go back to the push, day, you know, the schedule and the exhaustion and the, like you said, being sick and things like that. So I want to be queen of calm too. It's like, that's what I want too then, you know. But you've kind of also been in the space of podcasting or video casting, whichever we called it, with your own show, the Calmcast. But I know you're not doing that now. What's keeping you calm, so to speak, nowadays?
Ooh. Well, I truly believe that it's my natural state. So there's nothing really to do. I think it's not doing. I would say it's more and more at the moment, it's not resisting what is. You know, that even when, because I'm the queen of calm, but, you know, if you ask my other half, he'll tell you that I can be not calm. You know, I can have a go at him. I can lose my you-know-what over things. I can get wound up. I can still go into the ranting. But I think the key to it is that I don't really care. Like, I don't get upset about being upset.
Yeah.
I'm okay with, I'm a human being. I'm supposed to go like this. I'm not supposed to be like calm all the time.
Yeah.
And it's almost like that. It's like life is this energetic ball of crazy. And we try to, you know, we think it's supposed to be a straight line. And this, the resistance is, we feel that resistance of us going, no, life must be, I must be calm all the time.
Yeah.
And life's going, oh no, that's not how we are at all. You know, we're supposed to be energetic balls of crazy. And then we're kind of butting up against that. And I think I don't butt up against that so much anymore. I know that sometimes I'm going to get caught up in something and that's okay. And so it's almost like the calm is this presence that's there underneath no matter what experience I'm having, you know, whether that's something in the outside world that's not my cup of tea for whatever reason, or it's something inside me that's perhaps a little bit off. I'm just not so bothered about it anymore. I think that's the key. That's the underlying calm. Yeah. You know, life's still doing its wibbly wobbly.
Yeah. Life's going to steal life. As I say, life is continuously lifing, which that's what I like about the way you explain that. It's because I remember I use an analogy, a military analogy about flares, but it's kind of the same thing you're talking about. It's when I stop, when you shoot a flare up, we let our team know that we're shooting it because we don't want them to look at the light, because looking at the flare, it's going to blind you. That's what it's designed to do. And it's like you cover your eyes until the flare illuminates the field in front of you. And your job is, once the field is illuminated, look at what's in front of you and respond. If it's something that requires you to fire your weapon, you do it. If it's a rabbit, you laugh and the flare fizzles out and you're back to normal, right? Well, I remember learning that was my emotions. Like my emotions of anger, fear, anxiety, or whatever would shoot up. At that moment, all they were doing was illuminating my present moment for me to pay attention, to see how I needed to respond. So if I'm angry, if I'm caught up in being angry, I'm blinded by the flare. So I'm in that resistance world of, oh, I'm angry and I shouldn't be angry. And I'm angry and I'm supposed to be positive and I know the principles, so I can't be angry. And all of that rhetoric, I'm gone. I'm lost. I'm somewhere else. But if I go, okay, I'm angry, slow down, pay attention. You're angry because there's a learned behavior that's telling you that's wrong. You're judging. That's it. It's like, oh, I just need to stop judging. Ain't nothing for me to do there. And I just come back to myself on that. And it's starting to happen a lot faster, as the days go on, as I look for it more. So that sounds to me exactly like what you said, just a different, through my lens. But it's this calmness that's underneath that. When I don't feel it, I know it's up to me to fall back into it, not go find it. It's always there.
Yeah, I love that.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
It's not what we're encouraged to do, though, is it? We're,
No.
Society says it's our job. We must take responsibility. I've just did a session on insight time before this, and I entitled it "It's Not Personal." Because it is because we think that's us. We've been brought up, haven't we? Like our world right now says you're responsible for it all. You're responsible for your behavior. You're responsible for how well you do in life. You're responsible for how you feel, how you think. And self-development then comes in and puts a whole extra layer of that on, control your thoughts, control your feelings, do some positive affirmations and it will be fine. And many, many people have bought into that. And it can create a lot of suffering for people thinking that they're now not allowed to have any negative thoughts or any uncomfortable feelings. But it's just all part of the fun that it is to be human, really. And I think that's something else that I've really noticed is I just don't take the whole thing that seriously now. You have to laugh at it.
Yeah, you do.
It's a cosmic joke, isn't it?
You don't, you'll go crazy, as they
say.
Oh,
absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, I laugh a lot at my own, when I notice, oh, there's one of those Claire habitual nonsense thoughts. Well, so what? And I do often laugh and go, oh, really? Honestly?
Yeah. I don't know why it's coming up, but when you said that, it made me think about the very first time I was ever scheduled to speak for the board on something. And so it was kind of like an introduction of Rob Cook to the whole, you know, the 3P world or whatever the case may be. I think it was a conference or something. And I get the thought in my head, I want my background to be perfect. So I come out and start rearranging my office. And something said, go check into the conference and see what's happening. And I'm like, nah, I'll just clean up my office, you know. So I'm cleaning up my office. My phone is buzzing, but I'm trying to be in the moment. And I finally finished rearranging my office. I'm look up at, so the conference has probably been going for, in my mind, not the day I'm supposed to speak. The conference is going on for about an hour, right? And so I pick up my phone, and then and the first message is, hey, Rob, I think they're looking for you. Second message, hey, Rob, I know they're looking for you. Third message, hey, Rob, are you going to do your speech today? We're all here to, and I'm just like, oh my God, oh my God. I panic. I straight panic. I run into the house. I scream, hey, I missed my speech. I thought it was today. And she was like, go get online, go get online. So I was like, yes, yes. So I run back. I get online. And when I get online, when it's spinning to let me in, I go, if you don't calm down, you're going to blow this thing. And in my mind, this thing is already blown. I'm like, it's over already, you know. When it brings me into the Zoom, I call it Auntie Chris, but Christine Heath, she was given a comment, and her exact words was, sometimes you just got to be okay with being late. I immediately unmuted and went, unless it's your first ever speech at the conference, and she bust out laughing, and everybody else bust out laughing too. And it was like all the comments and the things that I got, they invited me to come back and speak the next day on the schedule. But all the feedback I got was, oh, that was such a lighthearted way to handle that moment. You didn't seem to have taken it so serious. No. In my head, I was going batshit crazy, you know? But it was kind of like I knew I didn't have to believe it. I could see in the moment, you know, what was happening. And what was happening was people understood my humanity. They saw it in me at that moment. And so I love the way you explain it as well. It's just like, we don't have to take this as serious. Taking it that serious creates its own, you know, set of problems, in my opinion, in the world. You know, taking it so serious is how we got this polarizing country I live in. You know, taking it so serious, you can't even disagree with somebody now. Like, it's, you know, no, it has to be this way, my way, kind of like you alluded to earlier, I'm right. And it's like, but being right is killing a lot of people and having them suffer way more than they need to be because we, you know, being right. So What else is going on? What else you doing over there?
Yeah, so hanging around a lot on an app called Insight Timer.
Okay, tell me about it.
It's a beautiful that it's called Insight Timer, I think. So it's it was a meditation app originally. An app people could record, teachers can share meditations, but now there's an awful lot of quite well known spiritual teachers and things like that on there. So I share Three Principles talks. So I have some of my sessions from my podcast are also on there. And then I've got a few courses on there, and I do some lives on there as well. And it's a great space. It's a very caring and very aligned kind of space, really. A lot of people who are, I guess, the people I tend to work with, who are people who are seeking. I've just created a new course that's called An End to Seeking. So
Pitching myself
up a little bit there, aren't I? But but yeah, the, you know, the, so I do live sessions on there, and I get quite a lot of people. There's lots of great interaction. It's a great, great space. It's meant that I'm not really hanging out on social media much anymore as well, which is...
Oh, okay. Well, I like it. I'm about to ask for a connect. It sounds like somewhere I want to visit. Like we'll definitely afterwards get the info on that, because that sounds like somewhere I want to play too. That sounds like one hell of a playground.
Yeah.
Spiritual teachers, right. You know, people there who are open hearts and minds to hear and listen. Yeah. I'm trying to be there too.
Yeah.
And it's called, you said it was called
Insight Timer.
Insight Timer. Okay.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah. We can talk about that afterwards. Definitely.
Most definitely. So you mentioned a course on there. Is the course open to others as well, or just is it through Insight Timer?
Yeah, the courses I have 5 courses on there now, and number 6 is just waiting for approval because they have to be approved. But they have a premium membership thing you can join in, and I think it's about $60 a year, the premium membership. Cool. Okay. And then you can access the courses through that. So, and they're all 3 principles based courses that I've created. They're all audio as well, which is quite nice, because I think when I was learning this, I really found that audio was my preferred medium, because I kind of generally listened when I was kind of doing something else, nothing like on my computer, but like washing up, making the evening meal, going for a walk.
Mm-hmm.
I would have, you know, we did a lot of walking in 2020, probably. Oh, I didn't know this was on my doorstep. You know, we did a lot of that in the UK. A lot of you could walk, you could do that. That was about it you could do. But and I used to listen to the content. And so I quite like the Insight Timer is audio based, because I think otherwise the intellect can kind of get, if you're kind of too focused on it, I find my intellect starts to go, yeah, but no, I don't think, you know, there's an interruption kind of thing. Whereas I think if we're slightly distracted by doing some kind of menial task or walking or whatever, it seems to just kind of go in really without the intellectualizing it. I notice a lot of people kind of get this on a really intellectual level and kind of really could explain it till the cows come home, but then will say, but I'm not really experienced any difference in my life, or I don't feel any better or whatever. All my content's audio. I really, really do think audio is the way to go.
Well, I think it's like being in a busy pub and hearing all the noise of the pub, and then all of a sudden that TV that's been on the whole time plays a song from one of your favorite artists, and you hear it. It resonates. It taps. It's on your frequency already, you know. But you're talking to friends and stuff, and it's like, oh my God, that's my song. And that awareness kicks in of that song, and then you go back and you probably don't hear any other song for the rest of the day while you're there, but you heard that one. It's kind of like that. It's kind of like I listen to things while I drive or move, because for me, the one place I don't see Universal Mind is in traffic. Oh my God. So I'm always playing something, you know, something in the car to keep my mindset, you know, intact. But yeah, it's like audio, it hits you. It you know, you're free to move, but once something taps in on your frequency or that resonates, you hear it. And then you're trying to find the back button. Like, wait, what'd they say? Let me go back and listen to that again, you know? So I really like that as well. Cool.
Mm-hmm.
So here's what I would love for you to do for me. One, tell everybody where they can find you, and how they could tap in. They should. This is an audio only, but trust me, the smile, the energy, she's a beautiful human being. You want to connect. I'm sure they're going to feel it. But yeah, just tell everybody where they can find you. And then give us that, well, let's say it, the royal address. You know, the Queen of Calm has arrived. And so, you know, where you find us and where we find you, I'm sorry, where we find you. And then anything else you want to share from your heart.
Cool. Yeah, so I do have a website. It's just clairedownham.com. easy enough to find. I've got a little freebie on there, so called The Five Simple Truths to Take You Closer to Calm. It's quite a nice little, it's got some audio in it, of course. So, and then the other place to come and find me is on Insight Timer. So it's an app you can download onto your phone, and you can find me as a teacher just by searching for my name. And then once you follow me, you get updated as to all the stuff that I'm sharing. So what do I want to say is, I think if you're, you know, if you're looking in this direction, which I guess most of the people who are listening to the podcast probably already are, I think don't have it look like this is the answer to stopping feeling and stopping having a human experience, because I hear that so often, that once people are on some, not just this spiritual journey, but other spiritual and self-development journeys, that the aim is somehow to, well, from a misunderstanding of enlightenment, to just not feel anymore, to not have the human experience. But, you know, you're supposed to still feel, you're supposed to still go up and down. And I think the more we can accept that aspect of being human, the more peace there is. And yeah, so you're okay. You're absolutely fine, and you don't need to do anything about any of it. Yeah, that's it, really.
Thank you for listening to today's episode. For more information about the podcast, please go to 3pgc.org. If you're looking for more information about how to become a practitioner, or you want to be featured on the show as a new, fresh voice in the principles, send us an email at info@3pgc.org. We'd love to hear from you. Knowing there is no end or limitation, nor are there boundaries to the human mind, have the day you deserve.